课堂听 class.com。
Deck the halls with fibs and folly. So anyway, is Santa real or fake? The smallest person in the house demanded of me last week. Why? What have you been told? I answered suspiciously. That he's just a man dressed up. Well, and that his beard is fake? And that his elves aren't elves? They're just little kids that have stopped growing. No, I don't think that's right, I said. So what's the story, Mum? Well, what's the story indeed? Is the story that I will inevitably continue my own parents' convincing Santa fable? The one about Santa being a ubiquitous frequenter of suburban shopping malls around December, a hoarder of toys, and all-seeing judge and jury of bad behavior? The one about him sneaking down the chimney we don't have on Christmas Eve, devouring one or two bickies and half a dozen stubbies before depositing decent gifts for the kids of the house, who's just pulled off an 11th hour bout of exceptional behavior? Is that what I'll say? Or will I come clean on this increasingly outdated fabrication? Will I save myself from my daughter's potential scorn when, at the age of 9 or 10, she discovers her mother's pants are very definitely on fire? And if so, will my rather straight-shooting 4-year-old be able to contain herself from spilling the beans to those among her little friends whose parents have worked very, very hard to pull the whole lie off without incident? I seriously doubt it. Perhaps, then, I'll invent a new tradition, a quaint and harmless compromise between the myth and the reality of Christmas. Perhaps it'll be something about there existing a Christmas angel, an invisible being that is really the spirit of the festive season, who, through love and kindness and a touch of magic, inspires families to share gifts, find food, good times, and year-long grudges about who got drunk and broke the fountain in the front garden. Whatever my final story, I hope I at least succeed in making Christmas a special time for my daughter, one that she counts down the sleeps to each year and looks upon with excitement and tinsel-tinged wonder. I hope she grows up to love Bing Crosby's White Christmas. I hope she shares my love of living, lopsided Christmas trees obtained via dubious means. I hope she wants to make her own decorations out of cornflakes packets and mountains of foil. But most of all, I hope she realizes that Christmas is not about receiving. It's about giving.